I'd forgotten to record. Masina sinja walipara kwa gari, nilikuwa nikao. Uyo jamaa niona akasonga nikakaa hapo na yeye. So tukaanza kuwa na conversation. And he told me something that when he met the pastor, he met him miraculously. That one is shikia. We are talking about catching the spirit. Are we together? So when he met the pastor, he said, because he drives a V8. So, I wish Christians were like, when you go to Muslims, they value their share. Imam wao. When you go to Hindi, we don't Christian and Kwanga, and we go to Pali. Ukienda kwa watu wa Sing, wanato Sing, wanato Kiremba hivyo na Kwanga hivyo. Akitaka hata kulipa mshahara, anabebanga pesa yote anapeleka kwa Kristo. Ya kuja kulipa hapo. Unajua hivi wanafanya hivi? Unajua hivi wanafanya hivi pesa? Lazima kulipa kwa Kristo, I bless your debt. Mwenyelewa. So wakati tukua naongea akasema, yeye amekana pasta yake, hata anaweza chukua leave. Kama pasta yake ako na mission, anaweza chukua leave. I make sure pastor yake ako sawa. Ama achugulikie kila kitu kumakisha pastor yake ako sawa. Si yeye anakuwa manipulated. Kuna kitu ame understand. And he said something. That he has so believed in his pastor that anything the pastor says before next Sunday, it has to happen. Hata akikuwa na challenge, akutana na pastor yake amwambie omba tu. Same at once. It has to happen. And it came when I told him, I wish Christians could have understood that any person who is given to the work of ministry and person who is taking care of the pastor, they never struggle. They might not have a lot of money, but they never struggle. And I've come to prove that. I'm enjoying what I'm enjoying right now because of how I serve the pastor that I work for. I remember even when I nilitoka huko nikakuja nikakana pa pastor wengine wakicomplain kuhusu mababa zao, I talked very highly of him until wengine wakasema, naweza kuintroduce kwa baba yetu. Sikupeleka the negativity. Are we together? I was cutting because it is not part of his life to talk about negativity. It's about positivity. So when the people says and say to the people, make yourself clean before tomorrow because I will provide food. At times you are lacking in your life because of missing. Eburundi kwa verse 16, missing something very important. Catching the spirit. It is Moses who say, God tells Moses, gather 70 men. And Lord said, Moses, send for 70 of the responsible men. Am I perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. But I'm still. So it is important for you to know that when you are catching what is in the house, you catch it by looking. How does Percy behave? I'm 100%, by the way, I'm 100% okay. I can give all that I can to make sure that you're okay. If God permits. Why? Because I have a responsibility. Moses said to leave the Jethro's house so that he can go deliver the children of Israel. Every shepherd who is a true shepherd has to give 100% commitment, loyalty. Loyalty is two-way.
Are we together? Loyalty is two-way. I am loyal to you, you are loyal to me. So set up for to demand one. No. I have also to show loyalty.
Number one, I don't negotiate when I come to pray for people at elements. I don't. I don't negotiate on many spiritual avenues. Why? Because it is important. If I don't do it, I feel like I've missed a great thing. Every week, I have to spend time. That's why Thursday, I'm going to pattern in room. Because Thursday, I'm just dedicated, is my prayer. I speak, announce names, pray for people. And as I pray for people, I speak good. That's why it is very hard for me to come and sit down and start talking negativity about people. I realize people who spend time to talk negativity about people is because they have lost focus on what they ought to do. Huh? Okay, lose two focus, don't go. I mean, that's a negative. So, every church, it has a certain level of anointing. Like right now, there's the grace of the prophet is so loud. So loud in operation, very loud. I've tried running away, but I am there, I've accepted. The voice is so loud. So what is the spirit operating in the house? What is the spirit operating in the house? I check on people, do you check on people? Felix has not been in church for 2 Sundays. Now, but has anyone checked on them? You spoke with the church, Silly go pick your sim. The other mic, Mark, I can handle a travel. Tell him what you are going to pick your sim. Silly go pick your other to go to my message. Other than you, when you have a WhatsApp group, on a so long to WhatsApp now, comment. But as if you. So, it is important for you to know that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Are you learning something?
Because we can't go. Thank God we are starting. We are in together is the first month. We can't go without going together. Are we together? It's because it's a responsibility. It's a responsibility. 1 Corinthians. It's a responsibility.
So kukuja hapo na juliza, neza fanya nini church? Na next Sunday, sikuji peke yangu. Ukiamua, utapata wapo.
Hato neza kuja to street praise. Kama unasema una majirani. Neza kuja to street praise. Seme, mimi nimekuja tu mwaka moja tu. Yo Sunday tukwe na mtu. Bwana asifiwe. Nimekuja kuchukua moja tu Sunday nikuja na mtu. So Paul is saying, so let's go back to chapter 10, the last 3 verses. So when you look at that, if you put that intentionality in your heart, trust you me, you will find your life easy. There's no way you will take care of God's business and God's disappointing what you ought to do.
Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together? So if you're writing, you can write, begin in studying the culture by observing and engaging. You observe and engage. You don't just observe. It says, pray and watch. So you are engaging as you observe. How do people do things?
How paternity is that the grants? Negotiated in our house. Even the Rashika. Observe and engage.
By the way, you can improve on a keyboard.
You can see that it's a little book. We can't challenge us.
So let's be together. But if I give praise to God for the food which I take, let no man say evil of me for that reason. Okay? Is it? Even when you're talking about foolish,
Paul anasema, if I give praise, he says, everything you receive with thanksgiving is okay. Sasa, and like you school in your down.
So if it is a question of food or drink or any other thing, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. So you're doing for the glory of God. Let's continue. Give no cause of trouble to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God. You're doing it for the glory of God. So when you're doing it for the glory of God, you will not bring trouble. He says, even as I give away to all men in all
things.
So Paul is giving away to all men in all things. And he's saying, not looking for profit for myself. Umeshika. So what I'm teaching is not profit for myself. It is for your good. Because if you learn what I'm teaching today, you go teach somebody else, it is for your good. If we're doing street praise to Jaka Kanisa, we could have done it differently. But why am I involving people? And in fact, they go, maybe you want to. So I'm going to speak na zunguka when you're doing street praise. Yes. Amen, amen. I love that. Why? Because my intention is to advance the kingdom. Is a good pastor friend of mine. Now atagini So even as I give away to all men in all things, not looking for profit for myself, but for the good of others, that they may get salvation. That they may get salvation. So it shows you, it shows you that the intention for the glory of God is that men will be saved. When God is calling Moses, telling him, gather men, gather 70 responsible men, it was not for the benefit of Moses. It was for the benefit of Israel, so that people can be able to receive ministry. Everyone, and then exactly the people that should come, you should not tell them, I am a visitor. And I said, here, therefore, my baby name will need you. What are you doing? You are lifting the weight off our shoulder. See, mambo mingi. For example, Sunday, we say, Ninakuja mapema, umembetea maji, nilikuwa naingia Sunday. On the little kubiri, be catching the spirit. Yes. So, wakati Musa anakusanya watu wenye wako responsible. That's what nasema, responsible men. Every Sunday you wake up. Maybe unasema wacha niangalie CNN. Wacha niangalie hivi ndio nitokee saa 2 na 3 nifike church. So nikuulize, hebu uliza jirani, wakati tunakuja nani anakupangusia kitu? Sikia, watu wajaulizana, uliza jirani, nani anakupangusia kitu? We are catching the spirit of the house. What has it here? What an excellent you gonna breakfast. No, but we are only fish. Ukikuwa na event, unamu engage. Mwana venye mungu na mjaza. Kuna mtu wa kufix kabro. Kuna contractor. Kuna mtu wa chakula. What is the problem now? Food is equal. Na shabiba. Fati na mungu ni ule. No. Yes. Now they are spying people. Sidanganyike. Anyway. Let's continue to the next verse. Yes, Shabima anatoanga kwenye iko kwa hati yake. Says, so take me for an example. Why is Paul saying take me for an example? Take me for an example that whatever I'm doing is not for my benefit, it's for the benefit of others. One as if you. Last Sunday we were talking about the house. Yo,
The reason why we have so many hearts in church is because our hope has been placed on the wrong things. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. So it shows you that if you are coming to church with a different kind of hope, you will leave here with a sick heart. So take me for your example as I take Christ for. So did Paul tell them take Christ as an example? Huh? Did Paul say so? He didn't say take Christ as an example. He said, well, take me. So it shows you that there's a way Paul was living that was a worthy cause for somebody to learn. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
I'm not telling you to pray like I'm praying, but you can pray. Are we together?
Yes.
And this is Jirani Yako, Tuesday in Maomi. Tuesday in Maomi. Wanzia sangapi? 5:30. Tunaomba. For 2 hours. Huh? For 2 hours. I said we shall. We pray, we turn the Tuesday meeting to a meeting service. Are we together? But so take me for your example, even as Christ is for me. So when you come to church, you are coming to imitate an example. You can find the Chris and I want me caller. That's my heart. You know, literally. I learned how to lift hands by looking at someone. You know what I'm going to
do?
That's even going to be a challenge. My own name. If you call, if you get up, you kill me. For the car for 2 hours. But you move when you are going to go to the ship. But as you do, you know, me that you are going to value God how? By how they worship. And worship is not music. Music become a vehicle. Maombi pia ni worship. Kusoma Biblia ni worship. So, say to Zema, to my good one. They are asking on a game. Let's get, hey, what do I man? You leave me level. Excitement, I think. What was an alley to go on a friend? Hey, leo tuma kukunga watu. Leo, hawa watu tuna. Baka hata tunakusanyika, tunaenda. Lakini kukuja cha, tunakuja peke hapo. Nikaa mshahara inyonaliko. Inakujianga hako peke hapo. Unasema, umepata, lakini kikuja nakuja kwa account yako. Kwa nukuu sikuwa na excitement jemi. I'm going to worship God on Sunday. I'm going to get people to church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Balance of you.
Yes.
As a pity, you are preaching good.
Yes.
You are preaching good today.
Yes.
Promise that we are set up prophetic Sunday, one of these Sundays. But you have to ask yourself, what examples am I following? I literally was work for church with one another is a pastor. We were of Kiangwa with an object of rock. They found him. You are I need him for noise. We don't feel that I'm in your own kingdom for noise. My own kingdom for noise. Same as well. Because me, the other practice, Chris, we don't follow 2003. Hello, maybe I don't know why I should grab that. If you. See, go. If you. Why? Because. Nilijuliza. Do you know, you could have known if for 5 minutes to choke it.
Vinuite na sema kesho na inua for 10 minutes. It's practice. Ni kama prayer. Wakati unaomba sema
Baba Mungu, Baba Mungu. Ukitoka hapo unasema Baba Mungu nakupenda. Ukitoka hapo unasema Baba Mungu nakupenda sana. Ukitoka hapo unasema Baba Mungu nakupenda sana na wewe ni baba yangu. Unaona unajijenga. Soma kuja sana unasema Pastor Kita naomba aje. Shede, dada, shede. Sema hani kuyo ni gazi. After service on bell,
then you could skip your gather, see a levy. Skip it a da, a day, a da, and a poil is there.
You are asking and engaging. Are we together?
Whenever I ask you, I'm going to say, man,
Father, we thank you for today. Now, look at my joke is in the need of Moja. Baba, I thank you. You are wonderful. I thank you for today. You fought for me yesterday. You are fighting for me now. You will fight for me tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for lifting up my head. I'm with a hand. The good news is a woman. I'm with a hand. So maybe, yeah. Are we together? Are we together? If it's all the strafunza, but you know what I'm going to do? Catching that. Catching the spirit of the house. So take me for your example. Take me for your example. Take me for your example. I have few pointers that I want to share with us. How do I catch the spirit at elements? The spirit of the church is the culture of the church. How do we talk to people? Are you a person who will discourage people or a person who will encourage people? I called somebody when was it? On Friday, yes. Nilipitamani nikasikia kuna job opportunity ya kazi plan. Na huyo mtu alikuwa ameniuliza kazi plan. Na huyo mtu amejikosea sana. Nilikumbuka nikampigia simu. Bwana asifiwe. Niliwaambia mimi, I decided to do with my heart intentionally. Bwana sasa hivi nikosea. Na uniambie wewe unafanya kazi ya kukata mwezi kwa mfano. Na nisikie kesho wanatafuta fundi wa miti. Na namba sawa. Nachukua simu yangu.
Hello Sylvester, uko sawa? Uko free? Yeah. Ama uko free? Hebu ongea na huyu jamaa.
Na siya na kupatia kazi ndio ngoje kwa ndio wait. Strong big back by the way. Unataka kama there's a guy na jana kwa bato. Hebu muongee na yeye. Mjipange. Ndio mkisizana kwa unasizana huko.
Mkienda huko hivyo sija ileta hapa kwa madhabahu niseme unajua sasa pato tulisema wale watu wenye maumia kwa moyo wanaanza kuhubiri watu.
Bwana asifiwe. Sikilizeni.
Yes.
Eh? Wenye walikuwa pala sana. Sikilizeni.
Yes.
So, if that is not the spirit of the house, if you're planning to come to please someone, then unaanza kubadilisha nia zako. Bwana asifiwe. So, number one, how do I get this spirit? By observing and engaging. That is number one.
You're observing and engaging. You know what we do, how we do it.
Yes, hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm going to be on the voice.
No, you compare with the voice.
Nina jaribu sana. Bado nina grow. Nina jaribu kusema ukweli. See, I'm not perfect. I'm still growing. But God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for honest people. Honest people. So we accept this culture by accepting it in our mind and believing it in our heart is for our good.
How do you get it? Accepting in your mind and believing in your heart that whatever is happening is for our good. It's for our good.
All things, every day I usually say, all things work together for my good. Even the meetings people are planning, it is happening together for my good. Even the wind is working together for my good. The trees are working together for my good. Everyone in my life is working together for my good. You know, it is a prayer I decided I will pray. So if I'm praying, whatever Caleb is doing is working together for my good, I should also work together for his good. It's a two-way traffic. It's a two-way traffic. Acts chapter 16, chapter 1, verse 16 to 22. When they wanted to replace Judas, they didn't just pick anyone. We don't know how to do this right, but I will pick you, okay? Acts chapter 1, verse 16 to 22. Are you learning something? Are you learning something?
Yes.
Yeah, look forward on. Are you learning something? So, you have to look at this. My brothers, the word of God had to be put into effect with the Holy Spirit and said before by the mouth of David about Judas, who was guide to those who took Jesus. Let's continue. So it was the word of God from the mouth of David, for he was numbered among us and had his part in our work. Let's continue. Let's read together the next verse. Continue.
And he escaped the knowledge of all those who were living in Jerusalem, so that they could see their hands.
I tell them out of the field of blood. Let's continue verse 20. For in the book of Samuel,
let his house be rich, and let his command be rich, and let his position.
Let his position be taken by another. Okay, now let's look at this. Let's read together. For this reason, of the men who have been with us all the time.
When the name of Jesus went in and out among us.
You see, for this reason, of the men who have been with us all the time. Replacement is not just for anyone. God has your replacement is among men. It's not for anyone. Are we together? Okay, let's go to verse 22. Starting from the baptism of John until now. There was a condition. From the time of John the Baptist, the condition was there that one will have to be a witness with us of his coming. So it means they could not just believe or take anyone else unless those who have believed the gospel. Are we together? So it is very important for you to know that when it comes to selecting responsible men, it is men who are among the crowd or the gathering of brethren that are there. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
So Judas' replacement was very intentional. He was a person who had met the standards that were there, the demands that were there, the preaching, the status that was there. That was the person that they had to select. So when you're catching the spirit, you have to catch the spirit to a standard that is set for the house. Are we together? Siuna niambia ni Friday wakimba kuna jamaa akakuja hapa akapatiwa mic. So anaanza kuimba pale huko. Wengine walikuwa pale walikuwa na waliona. So nikauliza huyo mwanamke umepeana mic kwa nini? So alikuja tu anataka kuimba. You see, he has not known the standard. He has not known the standard. The standard is we have practiced together. We have prayed together. We know the song list. You know your part of singing. So when we are going out, we are going as a family. Any other person who is coming, he's coming to join us, not in singing, but in singing from the other side. Are we together?
Yes.
So when it comes to the Spirit of God, that people who are coming, they are coming to join us. But they have to attain a certain standard so that they may be able to plug in and get to know one of the things. And that is why on Sunday we are saying we start an orientation class. Get to know the elements. Nimini. Nimunima. Ama nimukusanyiko tu. Ama kesho tutaambiwa wanaume wote washuke nywele ndio wakubalike mbinguni. So it is important for you to know that it is that as a child of God, no matter where you go, usiwaindanganyika for free. You will always be under someone. And God does not break that rank. At least kwa hiyo kweli. Popote utaenda ukwe kanisani, ni lazima hata usipokuwa kanisani, ni lazima utakuwa chini ya mtu. That's why pia unakaa kuna chief. Chief akiandika ripoti back kuhusu uko nani, si kweli? Wakati mwanamume unakuwa anaenda kwa chief, ama anaenda kwa mzee wa kijiji, kila mtu mahali ni lazima kuwe chini ya mtu. Hiyo ndio serikali ya Mungu inaoperate. Kila mtu aliye amini ni lazima akuwe chini ya mtu. That's what unasikia. Wewe pastor wako ni nani? Umeshika? Pastor sisi jina kwa tunamuita pastor. Uko chini ya mtu yenyewe. Naweza kuja sema, "Eh, wewe unamjua." Anakuja wewe. Unajua hata kama najua kuna mtu hapa. Hata kama umepiga mtu ngumi na najua unaweza piga mtu ngumi. Na umesema wewe mshikwa hapa. Nikuja sema, "Ha." Maybe tu kama kitu nilikutia lakini is a good man. I'm speaking one day. Alafu nikija wanakuuliza sasa kulinaje wewe na yeye. Si unajua ni mtu asira. Next time ukiwa na asira tembea. Kanyaga kubwa kubwa. Wacha kukaa hapo. Yuko nje na hapa huyo ni mtu mzuri. Umeelewa? Umeelewa? The spirit of the house. Ndio kesho kukuwa na challenge. Si ati nakuja kuanika hapa unajua sasa Boni hapa alipatikana na warengo fulani mahali ni mfano tu. Ona vile Boni ananiambia. For example. Hiyo ni yangu mimi kuweka. Unaweza Boni kaa kufanya hiyo na watu. Wewe. Na watu wale wanaenda huko. Wacha. Nikimpata huko ninamvuruta nje literally. Hata akitupa ngumi na inama na mwambia tunaenda. Bwana asifiwe. Ushirikiane huko. Bwana hiyo ni roho ya hii jamii. Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe. So tunaangalia we get it by observing and engaging. Number 2. We get it by knowing the vision of the house. What is the vision of the house? Having church in each and every home. That's why I believe you are a minister. That in your place you can do church during the week. You can say every Thursday we are doing our fellowships on Thursday. Are we together? So if you are doing our fellowships on Thursday, we are catching the vision. This is why our focus is in training men. Training men. Mr. Jay Bambe, you know, I'm from the bar. Jacket, you look and drop. Nina, you know. Tell me, you know, Nadine, I'm going to go. You know, you're a blue. You know, Jama. You know, India, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Una bien en el ojo sanichi por también, Dios es amén. Van a asistir. Ata como mundo de Ibarra, Munga nos afundúa, lakini intention ya mucho meñe anasema, anafaa cuate hoy de amigo, vamos. Está que en Guambe, chungana na ndugiado. Mulizaluwa como mamoya, no pido a sabani moya, labia mulipo para mamoya, mpiduro. Mmefanya kile kitu pamoja. Sasa hivi tunatungana na yeye. Kama kuna hiyo dini tunamjua tunasema baba kile ambacho anafanya tunaiharibu na tunanena upendo na amani wa Bwana. Bwana asifiwe. Kwa sababu mwishowe
unabii unakuja kujenga si kubomoa. Unaelewa?
So we cut by knowing the spirit of the house. Number two, what are the principles of elevate? Number three, sorry.
Our principle doesn't matter about unabii unakuja kujenga. Isn't it something that some of the time, but allow me to say this today,
that our principle is everything must be founded in the word of God.
Are we together? Everything must be founded in the word of God.
Ni kwamba kuja na kitambaya red, ndio upate mpenyo. Kona venye kale bala niangalia, pasa leo tunaendaje. Ujue ninakufunika tu na maneno kuonyesha kutetemesha moyo, lakini kama haiko kwa maandiko ninakupa ruhusa kutupalia bana.
Umeelewa?
Usikae kama unafili umefinika.
Sasa tunasema uliza maswali.
Bwana sibio. Uliza maswali.
Mtu akinizanga swali hata kama take low na jibu.
Bwana sifiwe. Ukienda kwa kanisa na mchungaji hataki kukuuliza maswali,
wewe ni mimi niulize swali. Ninauliza nani anijibu swali. Na kama unalemewa, si dharau kwa mchungaji wako, labda yeye haja ama labda ameshindwa venye anakieleza kwako, kwa sababu ufunuo yako nayo ni mzito sana.
So, unapata, the principles, it has been laid on the word of God.
Number two, in that principle of the house, loyalty is not a bargain. I'm loyal to you, you're loyal to me.
Loyalty is here to usiende kusikiza preacher mwingine. Sijui kama unasikiza hiyo. Loyalty is here to usiende ibada mahali pengine.
Kuna ile loyalty.
Ninajaribu kukupua.
Leo tuni kuna ibada Jumapili. Mimi ndio nimeweka chakula. Mimi ndio nimeekwa kwa mtaratara ama mratiba ya hiyo siku kukuja kufanya mambo mengi kaka.
Niko loyal enough to keep time kufanya kile nafaa kufanya.
Bwana sikuwa. Guys,
I am loyal to what they have said in the church.
Bwana asifiwe. Hallelujah.
Anastasia anabarikiwa. Eh? Unaelewa? Eh? Unaelewa kile nasema? Unabarikiwa, ubarikiwi. Oh. Bwana asifiwe.
So what happens is when you give yourself, when you are loyal, this like when you are loyal to God, God is loyal. But when you are loyal to Him, you reap the benefits of the land. Are we together? When you are loyal to God,
and that is why I'm saying, for you to benefit from the many things that are happening at Element, you have to be loyal.
I've gone places to minister, and when I get the mic, the atmosphere is so ripe. I just flow.
That was way back. What is happening? I realized, Numbers chapter 11.
What God told gather men. Yes, men were gathered, but I didn't allow the spirit of the house to be operational to everyone. Are we together?
Hallelujah. Umenato sikika karibu na mtu unaongeanga kama huyo mtu. Hiyo ndio inaitwanga transfer.
Bora sikio. Si lazima nimwambie maji.
Sasa kama Masi na Cindy wanabia almost the same. So ni ku rub shoulders na
so mimi nakuuliza tu rub shoulder na hati ya elements. Start speaking other speak. They are inviting people to church. I'm the first one. They are talking about 1, 2, 3 things. I'm the first one. They are talking about this. I am the first one. Why?
I am rubbing shoulders. I am observing and engaging. And we believe one of the principles I believe
is part of the house that anyone can rise to any position in this church. You can even rise to become the senior pastor, meaning a member.
Bwana asifiwe. Hallelujah. Bwana asifiwe. There's much work. There's much work to be done. They told you want to start at 2 months. Saturday, 6 hours, every Saturday. We are done with the Bible. Genesis 2, Revelation. Genesis 2, Revelation. I will tell you once the recruit starts off. It's a chapter from a certain college somewhere. You can say my mind, you have a register, watch it and say somewhere. So, number five? Number five, understand the philosophy of element. Here we believe, that's why we don't look at your weakness. We believe that everyone has the capacity to be discerned. We don't look at how long you've prayed. We believe as a church, that's a philosophy, that we believe in working together as a family towards any project. Any project, anything that is there that we believe in working together. So that is also a philosophy. We believe that the rest of the world will be engaged by the time and we have come to work and rest of our responsibility and other people. Nataka kukue mzee wa kanisa. Bwana asifiwe. Usiseme, no, we believe. When I see the ability, the gifts, the strength in your life, I take advantage of it for the benefit of the kingdom. Are we together? For the benefit of the kingdom. For the benefit of the kingdom. Oh, I almost called Fred. Fred is my man. Number six, understand the standards. We say that when Judas was being replaced, the person to replace Judas, there were standards that were replaced. How did they understand the standards of elevate? Number one, you have to be faithful. Faithful in what you're doing, faithful in your marriage, faithful in your relationship, faithful in what you're doing. You have to be faithful. I've said we strive to be to honesty. And the biggest one is the doctrine, the kind of teaching. That's the last point I have. The kind of teaching that we are teaching. We believe in the Bible. I've written a book called Being Born Again. I've shared some rules of interpreting the Bible. How do I interpret the Bible? So you learn how to interpret the Bible. You know, I can pick one statement, open for me any book in the book of Deuteronomy, the Greek verse, any verse. If I can pick any verse and make you feel like you are far from God, how do you feel? Because they may interpret just verse in a kind of way. There is a big verse. You interpret your verse, Missouri. Babo Kai Palo said, aha. Umenielewa? Umenielewa? So I can interpret a verse very wrong to make you feel scared. Aujapata pano verse? Okay. Chapter Habakkuk. You don't have to explain you any man. He has made men like fishes of the sea, like the ones which have no ruler over them. So naona nikichukua hiyo niseme amefanya kwa binadamu kuwa kama samaki wa lakini ukisoma hii scripture in the right interpretation, you realize that the fish is not samaki, it's a very different language. And by the time he's saying he has made men like fishes of the sea. For the first time you know now, fishes. He has made men like the fishes of the sea, like the ones which have no ruler of them. What made him make men like fishes of the sea? It means that you can allow someone to add doing. Amefanya binadamu kuwa kama samaki wengi walio baharini.
Na ukwe kama wale worms. Unaona worms zingine nene. Mwakumelewa. So amefanya watu wawe ni kama hawana mwongozo. Umenielewa? So nisipo nikichukua niseme anatufanya ni kama tuna mwongozo. Sisi tumekuwa wengi nimeenda off. Nafanya rudi nijiulize kabla aanze kusema haya alikuwa anasema nini mwanzoni? Hapo kuja kwa wangu aswana alikuwa anasema nini? Na wakati Habakuk alikuwa anaandika hivi, ni nini kilikuwa kinafanyika Israeli? Unaona vile interpret by. So kienda kienda ukienda nini kilikuwa kinafanyika Israeli wakati Habakuk alikuwa anasema? Ni kwa sababu walikuwa wamepoteza direction. Walikuwa wamepoteza direction because walikuwa captivity. Walikuwa wametekwa nyara. Hiyo ndio watu walikuwa wanatafuta. Walikuwa wametekwa nyara. So walikuwa wako tu. Na wakati walikuwa wametekwa nyara, hawakupungua. Wana Israeli waliongezeka. Umenielewa? Na kwa sababu walikuwa nakaa ni kama wana mwelekeo, ni kwa sababu nyumba ya ibada ile ya Yesu Yerusalemu ilikuwa imebomolewa. Umeona vile nimeinterpret? Sasa nikuulize, hii nyumba imebomolewa. Nikiinterpret hiyo scripture hiyo. Sasa nimewapeleka hivi. Lakini sasa hivi kuna mambo mengi tofauti kusio. Sasa tumepata maelezo sahihi kuhusu jambo ambalo linaendelea. Kale kisemi tutajifunza. So he made men, let's go to verse 1. He made men like fishes. So Bible doctrine for us is very important. Bwana sifiwe. Unajua naweza ubiri nikuonyeshe venye umefinywa. Yenye hauwezi toka hapo bila mimi. Na naweza ubiri nikuonyeshe venye ingawa umefinywa, ukiamini umetoka. Umenielewa? Umenielewa? So nikikuhubiri venye umefinywa bila mimi hauwezi, kumaanisha mimi ndio nimekuwa Yesu. Wewe si Yesu. Yesu si Yesu, mimi ndio Yesu. Wewe hujiwezi. Are we together? Am I saying that pastors don't have a space? They have a space. Are we together? But the space, Asheva leads. Are we together? Asheva takes care of the sheep. The word of God which Habakkuk the prophet saw. So it was prophesying from the place of captivity. How long, O Lord, will your ears be shut to my voice? I make an outcry to you about the violent behavior, but you do not send salvation. Maona sasa, violent behavior ni venye ulikuwa na handle hiyo kinalikuwa. Na analia anataka msaada. Bwana sifiwe. Na anasema na Yesu ndiye mwenye alikuwa analia, anasema ndio neno aliona. Umeona? So kumaanisha ni wana Israeli walikuwa wanapigia. So why do you make see people doing and why are your eyes fixed on wrong? For wasting up and violent acts are before me and there is fighting and bitter argument. So the fighting and the bitter argument that was there is that God has left us. The fighting is the prophecy you told us is wrong. Remember, Sunday talked when the prophecy is delayed. You received a prophecy and you feel it as delayed. Na sema huyo pastor hata askizi Mungu. Si ati pastor askizi Mungu moyo wako. Because God looks at the heart. Are we together? So why do you make see? He said, Abba kukana. Watu wanalio na sema, mbona Mungu naona hizi vitu zote? Ni kama unachochea hizi vitu mbaya mbaya. Na utusaidii na tunalia. Utusaidii. Bwana sifiwe. Mwana sana nasoma hiyo scripture tofauti. So wakati naendelea kusoma nikiendelea kusema, for this reason the Lord is faithful and decisions are not effective. For the upright man is circled around by evil doers because of which right it is twisted. The right is twisted. So I have met many dangerous fishes and they are like worms without direction, without ruler. Why? Because the Lord is faithful and decisions are not effective. Are we together? Because most of the misinterpretation that happens in the Bible is from the Old Testament. From the Old Testament.
ndio unavurutiwanga hivi scripture, by the time inakuja hivi nasema Mungu nisaidie. So the doctrine is very important. We believe in the Holy Spirit and the full function of the gift of the Spirit. Full function of the gifts of the Spirit. I think it's in March, the last week of March is when we have this, right? Is it March or if April ndio kuna Easter mwisho? March mwisho. Huh? Hiyo Easter weekend, for those who will be around, I'd also to meet you on Saturday. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Spirit. For those who desire to prophesy, for those who desire to speak in tongues, for those who desire to interpret tongues, for those who desire to learn about word of knowledge, word of wisdom, we shall call it a Holy Ghost weekend. Holy Ghost weekend. Amen. We do it Saturday and then Sunday we finish with the Holy Ghost afternoon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we believe in soul winning as God-given plan to advance the kingdom. I'm talking about the doctrines that we believe in. We believe in giving resources towards God's agenda and plan. Sacrificial giving is also important. Are we together?
Yes.
Have you learned something? What have you learned? Can you tell your neighbor what you've learned? Na kama ana notebook mwambie sande ndakukutia na notebook. Are you talking to a neighbor? Nimekuambia jirani yako mwamini amesoma. Sasa mwambie na please. Ambie sasa mwambie. Alitambulia leo mwanamke kwa mimi. Ndio. Sasa huyu ni wa maana sana. Naomba mwambie. Hebu enda ambie mtu kitu yeye umesoma. Ambie sema wako mwambie umesoma. We are catching the spirit of the house. We observe, we engage, we ask questions, we grow together. Learn something that you've learned. I will catch the spirit of the house and be big observers. I will imitate rightly. I will be early in church. I will be an evangelist. I will bring people to church. I'll be intentional in my relationships. I will pray for my people. I will interpret, I will read my Bible and get the right interpretation of the Word of God. We thank you, Father. Now, after you've been told what you've been told, I want you to take a minute and pray that prayer. Father, I'll be intentional in my relationship. I'll be intentional. I'll give people to church. I'll be a responsible man. I will do what you want me to do. I will speak well of my church. I will share what the church is saying. I will be loyal to the land. I will be loyal to their son. I'll be faithful to my family. I'll be faithful to the church. I am a giver generously out of love. And thank you, Father. I'll be found in the right place, in the right company. I will not struggle to reflect what you want me to reflect.
in the name of Jesus Christ. As people worship, I will lift up my hands. I will open up my mouth to speak what I want to speak. In the name of Jesus. Yes, na kwa mi na kwa.